From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says the U.S. relationship with India will be one of the defining partnerships of this century, and he says the two countries have agreed to work more closely with each other to combat terrorism and the spread of nuclear weapons.
We also agreed to deepen our consultations on East Asia. Given India's growing role on the world stage, we'll expand our dialogue on global issues.
The president speaking at a news conference in New Delhi with India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. Mr. Obama announced a new joint initiative to improve security at airports, ports, and borders. The president is on a 10-day trip to Asia aimed at boosting U.S. exports. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he disagrees with a statement reportedly made by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that a credible military threat is necessary to deter Iran from building a nuclear weapon. Speaking in Australia, Gates says the political and economic approach currently being used to pressure Iran is having an impact. Netanyahu's remark was reportedly made to Vice President Joe Biden at a Jewish Federation meeting in New Orleans. Eileen Fleming, a member station WWNO, reports Biden, like Gates, insists current approaches are having an effect on Iran.
Biden says diplomatic sanctions are still working.
We continue to seek a peaceful resolution and to hope Iranian leaders will reconsider their current destructive and debilitating course. But let me be very clear about this. We are also absolutely committed to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons.
Netanyahu is scheduled to speak to the Assembly later today and with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton later this week on the Mideast peace process. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
The White House commission investigating the BP well blowout that triggered the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico will hear more testimony today about what caused that disaster. NPR's Richard Harris reports the panel will be focusing in part on cement.
Investigators have long suspected that the trouble in the Gulf started because cement at the bottom of the well failed to hold back the high-pressure oil and gas in the rock formation. The Federal Commission has previously asserted that the company that formulated the cement, Halliburton, is to blame for the bad cement job. Company officials today will get a chance to answer those criticisms. Cement failures are actually common in oil and gas drilling, but usually those problems are discovered through tests before they lead to blowouts. The tests in this case were apparently botched, and safety gear, such as the blowout preventer, failed to work properly. So apparently, many failures led to the deadly explosion and disastrous spill. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Indonesia's Mount Merapi volcano is rumbling, and experts say another eruption could be imminent. The last eruption sent searing gas soaring into the air, killing about 100 people on Friday. This is NPR News from Washington. Testimony begins today in the trial of the man accused of kidnapping Elizabeth Smart 8 years ago. Brian David Mitchell is accused of abducting Smart, who was then a teenager, from her bedroom at knife point. Jenny Brundine of member station KUER reports the trial is proceeding after an unsuccessful effort by defense attorneys to move it out of Salt Lake City.
It's taken years for the case to come to trial because of questions over whether Mitchell, a one-time street preacher, is mentally competent to stand trial. His attorneys will mount an insanity defense. They wanted the trial moved out of Utah, but an appeals court denied the request last week. Smart's mother is expected to take the stand first, followed by her younger sister, who was in the same bedroom when Smart was snatched. Elizabeth, now 23, is expected to give detailed testimony about the kidnapping and alleged sexual abuse during her 9 months in captivity. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundine in Salt Lake City.
Technicians at a nuclear plant in Vermont are gearing up to fix a pipe that leaked radioactive water, forcing a shutdown of that facility. The reactor at the Yankee nuclear plant was taken offline last night. Larry Smith, a spokesman for the Entergy Corporation, which owns the plant, insists the leak poses no danger to the public.
The radioactivity cannot get to the outside environment. Any leaking from the pipe goes into floor drains and into sump pumps and then is returned back to the reactor. It's a closed system, so no threat to public health or safety or to our workers inside the plant.
Another nuclear facility owned by Entergy, this one in New York, north of New York City, also shut down last night. That one triggered by the explosion of a transformer. There were no injuries and there was no leak of any radioactive material. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support